Well, where do we even start? It's been a very full-on weekend, hasn't it?
It certainly has.
How are you doing?
Yeah, we're coping. We're feeling fairly tired. They've been fairly intensive days looking after people, but people have been very good. We're taking it one day at a time, I guess you could say.
How's the weather been, and what have you been doing today exactly?
Well, it's been fine here today, which has been lovely. That always lifts people's spirits, and I've got the washing dry outside, so that's all good. In between buzzing back and forth and roundabout, doing different messages and picking people up and dropping people off and, working at the hall with dishes and cups of tea, and just having a bit of a laugh with people, trying to keep the spirits up.
And when you say the hall, what hall's that?
That's the Salvation Army Hall. It's being used as an evacuation centre.
Did that start on Friday, Robin?
Yes, it certainly did. So, yeah, life's been going since Friday, almost losing track of the days.
Can you take us back to Friday? How did it all start for you?
It was getting the hall set up for the evacuation centre. The family store that goes with the Salvation Army is just across the road and along a bit. So we were busy over there getting as much linen, bedding, duvets, pillowcases, blankets and mattresses as we could. To start with, it was for the other evacuation centre at Westport South School, because we were one of the last places that they would bring people to. So, our stuff went to other places first, and then we had to try and recruit more mattresses and things to get ready for people arriving because, yes, there was evacuation after evacuation, evacuees coming in to the Salvation Army. It got to the point of, beyond capacity, really, but some of it was just a holding place for people while they were waiting for relatives and friends to bring them up and they were going to stay there. So not everybody stayed the night, but we wouldn't have had room for everybody to stay the night. They were sleeping in the pews in the church. We've got padded pews, fortunately, in the church, not wooden ones. And so that made life a bit more comfortable for people. But, the people were very, very good.
So that was Friday night people started coming in?
Yes.
And they've been staying there every night since?
Yes. And we've had some come in a bit later from the NBS. That was another evacuation centre. And I think as people found places to stay, they've tried to consolidate the evacuation places so that they can, close them down. And tomorrow, the evacuees that we have at the Salvation Army Hall will be going to the Westport South School. They'll be shifting down there and the Salvation Army Evacuation Centre will close. But we are hoping to open the Activities Hall so that people who are in, say, motels and cabins at the holiday park and things like that can actually have a place to go during the day where they can have a cup of tea and a chat and a snack and perhaps have a little corner set up for the kids, to do some activities and things like that. So they're not just feeling, bound in one place, but that they can sort of get out and have a place to go and share their experiences with others, I suppose, really.
Have you and Howard had much sleep?
Yes, we have. Not for the first 24 hours. We had very little sleep. I think we were running on fumes kind of thing. But we've come home and we only slept at the hall one night. And then our officers who were away on holiday when it all happened managed to get back to Westport. And they took over and we had other soldiers in the army who've taken over the night shift. And when that happened, we invited some people to come back to our place because we've got two spare bedrooms, you see. And then we're going to the NBS Theatre tomorrow and that's where they are having people able to go there so that they can just know where they're going. There'll be different agencies there and people that they can talk to. And tonight the man came round I can't remember where he was from, but he said about the places, they were looking at the different houses and there'd be building inspectors looking to see whether they were going to be red stickered or I think it was yellow or orange stickered, something along those lines anyway. So people will know more tomorrow, but I had to go out to deliver something to a lady about half an hour or so ago, and so I took a wee drive down to the north end of town, and there's a lot of carpets sitting out, you know, in front of fences and mattresses and fridges and stuff like that. The fire brigade's been helping people today to rip up the carpets in their house so they can start drying some of them out, you know, some of them that will be savable.
The people that are staying with you, what's happened to their houses?
They're still waiting to find out. Water's got into them up to a certain level, but they were able to go and get some clothes and their computer and paperwork and stuff like that. And one's a diabetic, so she was able to go and get her insulin. She'd taken some with her, but she had some in the fridge still. And, of course, they had to turn all the power off when they left. So yeah, I've been picking up prescriptions today too. So my job hasn't lacked variety. That's for real.
That's definitely for real. How long have you lived in Westport, Robin?
Since 1976, I graduated to Westport from dental school, and I wasn't going to stay here. I was from Christchurch. But life had other plans, and I met my husband here, fell in love. He's from Christchurch too, and we've been here ever since. And we love small town life. We love Westport. We love the West Coast. We love the sense of community. And when I first came here, the people were absolutely wonderful. They were so hospitable and friendly, because I'd lived in Wellington too. I trained there, you know, and it was just such a contrast from being in the city life and in a hostel. But yeah, so I've been here a while. My husband's been here since 1974. And I tell you that we've had floods before and we've had cyclones and things, but this is the biggest flood that we have ever experienced personally. It was about 2 inches away from coming into our own place.
I was just about to ask you, how did you get on at your place?
Well, we were so busy helping other people, actually. You know, we weren't thinking about our house at that stage. But when we came home, yeah, it was a bit of a mission getting the car up the drive. You know, it was like, oh, should we be taking the car through this water? But, yeah, we did anyway, and we got inside. And during the night, I put my foot on the floor at about 11 o'clock. I thought, I wonder if this carpet's going to be damp, you know. But I looked out the window, and the water had actually started receding.
Well, that's good to hear. Robin, what do people need? What do you need at the moment to help others?
We have been having donations of blankets and stuff like that. I think it's more later on when people get into temporary accommodation that the needs will start coming through, you know, because a lot of people have lost everything. There's nothing salvageable. I would say probably food parcels. You know, people are going to be needing food parcels later on. Yeah, at this stage, it's going to probably be a wee while before we can assess specific needs.
Robin, thank you so much for your time tonight, and all the best tomorrow and for the days to come.
That's all right. Thank you for your time and your concern for our little town here, our little piece of paradise. Although it hasn't been this week, but it normally is. So, yeah, hopefully people will come and visit when the sun's shining again. Good night.
That was Robin Murray from the Salvation Army Evacuation Centre in Westport.